Hey, word nerds, how you doing? What's up with you? I'm glad you're here. This is the dictionary. My name is Spencer. I would be so ecstatically happy if you rated this show on Apple Podcasts and all the other places. Give it the 5 stars or whatever other amount of stars you think are necessary and go ahead and write a review so the algorithms can take all that information and mush it up and send this show out to all of the people. What else? Share this podcast. Even without the algorithms, this show needs your help. We need to get it out into the world. Put it on social media and tag me. Instagram and Twitter is at DictionaryPod. You can follow my personal, which is at SpeeJampar, SpeeJampar. And the TikTok is also at SpeeJampar, and currently it is all dictionary-related stuff. If you want to go look at those silly short videos, they're all less than 60 seconds, I think. What else? Email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. I have mentioned this a couple of times. I want you to email me your jokes about words in the rest of the alphabet. The late D's, the very late D's, all the way through Z. Look at your dictionary, find a word, a definition, an etymology, a something or other, come up with a joke, send it to me in the email form, and tell me if I can credit your name or not. I mean, I'm going to credit you, but whether or not you want me to say your name or not is a whole other thing. And, you know, because I want to see what jokes you got to come up with, and because I'm not so great with the jokes. You can join the Patreon for this show, which someday may be things other than just this show. It's just stuff that I do, but currently it's just this show. The link is in the show notes. You can buy merchandise on TeePublic. The link is in the show notes. You can call the Google Voice number. It's also in the show notes. It is 917-727-5757. I think that's right. What else? We went through all of those things. Jonah and Tom have made the theme songs. If you want to make your own theme song, 15 seconds or shorter, that would be great. It'd be great if it had a beginning, a middle, and end. Words or no words, that's fine. Send me what you got. That's, I think that's all good for today. The first word in this episode is not a word. Well, it's the second half of the word dive. First form. This is the usage information. Ooh, what does the usage information have to say for us? Okay, dive, which was originally a weak verb, developed a past tense dove, probably by analogy like with verbs like drive and drove. Dove exists in some British dialects and has become the standard past tense, especially in speech in some parts of Canada. In the US, dived and dove are both widespread in speech as past tense and past participle, with dove less common than dived in the South Midland area and dived less common than dove in the Northern and North Midland areas. In writing, the past tense dived is usually in British English and somewhat more common in American English. Dove seems relatively rare as a past participle in writing. Yeah, that was fun. If you remember when I talked about this in the previous episode, I did say that there was the other forms, or the past forms are dived and dove. So, you know, we got some more information about that and why, kind of, and where, and what's popular. I think for me, I don't think I ever say dived. I just don't do that. I say dove. I grew up in the Chicago area. And, you know, I guess if you poll people, what do you use? And you could probably figure out generally where they grew up or where they didn't grow up. No dived for me. I think it could also potentially depend on the context, but yeah, I can't think of something for that. Okay, that was it for dive. And the sound effect today is going to be beep. the second form of dive. Noun from 1700. 1. The act or an instance of diving, as 1A1, a plunge into water executed in a prescribed manner. So you have already decided what sort of manner you are going to dive. You're not improvising in the moment. You have thought about this ahead of time. 1A2, a submerging of a submarine. So the previous word in the previous episode was the verb form. We talked about how a submarine is submerging and diving. But this is the noun. So they're going into a dive. Yeah, in a submarine. 1A3, a steep descent of an airplane at greater than the maximum horizontal speed. So you're going down towards the earth in a plane, and it's very steep, greater than the maximum horizontal speed. So if the horizontal speed is 500 miles an hour, wait, so you're going faster than the speed you would if you're going horizontal? I mean, I guess gravity takes over, so that probably helps with the speed. Interesting. 1B, a sharp decline. Okay, so this could be like prices are diving, sales are diving. They're just going down, and that's probably not what people want. But, you know, if it's like maybe there's a positive thing of a sharp decline, maybe if there are people who are trying to lose weight and their weight dives, then that might be a good thing. Although you probably don't want your weight to dive too fast because that might be unhealthy. 2, a shabby and disreputable establishment as a bar or nightclub. Oh yeah, we definitely call these shabby bars dives. It's a dive. But you know what? They've got great people sometimes. Some good decor. Those can be definitely fun places to go. 3, a faked knockout. And this is usually used in the phrase take a dive. So I guess this could be boxing. Maybe they fake out the other boxer by going down to the mat, but then they get up quickly and they fake him out again and hit him with an uppercut. I don't know boxing. 4, an offensive play in football in which the ball carrier plunges into the line for short yardage. So I think this is where they get the ball and they just do like a big old leap just to get a few yards, maybe two to four yards. They just do a leap over the line just to get something. They just do a dive. A leap and a dive. Beep. The next word is dive bomb. Two words with a hyphen. Transitive verb from 1935. To bomb from an airplane by making a steep dive toward the target before releasing the bomb. So this is not just releasing a bomb to its target, but the plane actually dives down and then it releases the bomb. So I guess there are two things about this. I don't know a lot of details, but first is by doing the dive, you get the bomb closer to its target, and so it has less distance to go and will hit there quicker. The other thing, and I don't know if they come out of the dive before they let go of the bomb, or if they're still in a dive while they're letting go of the bomb. But if they're still diving when they let go of the bomb, then the bomb has extra speed in addition to gravity, so it will also probably go faster. Dive bomber is a noun. I think, was it the plane that dropped off one of the nuclear bombs? Was it called the Enola Gay? I think that may have been a dive bomber because either it was a suicide mission or close to it or something. I don't know. I could have my facts wrong, but maybe I'll put a link in the show notes for the dive bomb stuff. Beep. Diver. Noun from 1506. One that dives. That's it. 2A. A person who stays underwater for long periods by having air supplied from the surface or by carrying a supply of compressed air. So I would assume that you could be a scuba diver is a diver because you've got the compressed air on your back. You got to be very careful with that. We've talked about that before. We get the bends if you don't do it safely. Or potentially you could have a tube that goes all the way up to the boat. And so that's where they're getting their air from. But yeah, if they're going down, they want to do the dive. They want to see the fishes. They want to see the corals. They want to test some things at low places and stay down there for a while. They're a diver. I've never been a diver. The only thing I've done is snorkeling, and I don't think that counts. 2B, any of various birds that obtain food by diving in water, especially the synonym loon. L-O-O-N. I have seen some very cool videos and photos of birds diving into the water. They start going down, and then when they get closer, they pull in their wings, and so they are very, very aerodynamic, and they speed up, and so they can get real far into the water. And maybe I should post a picture of these birds diving into the water. And maybe above water and below water, because they look cool in both both sides. Boom, boom. The next word, diverge, or you can just say diverge. Verb from 1665, starting with intransitive. 1A, to move or extend in different directions from a common point. Also, draw apart, as in diverging roads. So they start from the same place. It's like a fork in the road, and then one goes one way and another goes another way. And they split off. They don't merge. That would be two roads coming together, although it kind of depends on which direction you're going, because if you're on a road and then it splits into two, it diverges. But if you're coming back down those roads, then they merge to one road. So it can be both. It depends on your point of view, like everything else in the world. 1B, to become or be different in character or form. Also, differ in opinion. Sometimes this happens with relationships. People grow, they change. They have new experiences. As they are growing and changing, their opinions on things might change, and so they begin to differ in what they want to do, they're just diverging in all those things. And so, it's like, we had our time, it was very important, and we have diverged. 2, to turn aside from a path or course. The synonym is deviate. You're just going another way. Not that way, not the way of the path or the course. You make your own path or course. I think we should all be better at making our own paths or courses. 3, to be mathematically divergent. Here is transitive, which is just the synonym deflect. So if you are actively deflecting a thing, making a thing go another way, you are diverging it. Another synonym for all is the word swerve. Swerve. Pew. Boom. The next word, divergence. Was this the name of a movie? Or no, divergent. That's what it was. Divergence, noun from 1656, 1A. A drawing apart, as of lines extending from a common center. The lines all came from the center. If you draw a circle and then make a point in the middle of the circle and then you draw lines coming from that point in the center, then those lines are divergence. No, there is a divergence in the lines because they are diverging. 1B, Synonyms are difference and disagreement. 1C. The acquisition of dissimilar characters by related organisms in unlike environments. So, okay, divergence. So this is acquisition of dissimilar characters by related organisms in unlike environments. Wow, there's a lot of like positive, negative. So this is gathering things that are not like each other. And the things, this is so weird. And the things that are gathering these things up are the same type of organisms or related organisms, but they're in different types of environments? Okay, I think I see where this is going. Okay, so let's say you got two different swamps. They are similar swamps, but they have different environments. They have different animals, flora and fauna, basically. Okay, let's say that. But then, in each of those two swamps, there is one type of organism that is very similar. Organism A in swamp A is very similar to organism B in swamp B. Okay, now, organism A is eating one type of thing. Maybe it's a plant, maybe it's an animal. Let's just call it animal F. Okay? Their organism A, oh my God, this is getting so complicated. Let's say they're eating organism F, plant or animal F. And then organism B in swamp B is eating animal H. So those are very different characteristics, different things. And this is divergence because now over many years of evolution, I could be totally wrong here, over many years of evolution, those original two organisms in those two swamps are going to go evolve in two different ways because they are in different environments and eating different things. Is that right? I don't know. It makes sense to me. Number two, a deviation from a course or standard. Three, the condition of being mathematically divergent. Boom. Divergency. Noun from 1709. The synonym is divergence. And we have an emergency of divergency because things are diverging ever so quickly and we need to calm it down, I think. The next word. Boom. Divergent. Adjective from 1696. 1A. Diverging from each other, as in divergent paths. You go that way, I go this way. Our paths will not meet again unless we go all the way around the world. We're separating our ways. 1B. Differing from each other or from a standard. As in, the divergent interests of capital and labor. So, let's see, differing from each other or from a standard. So I guess capital has interests in one way and labor has interests in another way. The divergent interests. I don't know enough about business to give you more information there. Two, relating to or being an infinite sequence that does not have a limit or an infinite series whose partial sums do not have a limit. I don't understand what any of that is. 3. Causing a divergence of rays, as in a divergent lens. The synonym is the word different, and divergently is an adverb. Okay, couple more short ones, then we're ending this. Boom! This is the first form of divers, D-I-V-E-R-S, adjective from the 14th century. The synonym is various. Gotta wait till the V's. Beep, boom. The second form of divers, it says it's a pronoun, I think, from 1528, an indefinite number more than one, as in, with divers of the leaves torn and stitched across. And that is a quote from Charles Dickens. So it's anything more than one. I don't understand this at all. All right, today we had dive, dive, dive bomb, diver, diverge, divergence, divergency, divergent, divers, and divers. And I am going to pick diver as the word of the episode because it's fun. It's fun to dive in the swimming pool and then also go down to the water to see the fishes. That is all I have for you today. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.